good Tuesday morning, my friends, and thank you again for joining me on this beautiful morning as we begin our day together in God's Word. Today we are in Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 35, and here James and John, two of Jesus' disciples, request to sit on either side of Jesus in heaven. When the other disciples get upset at their request, Jesus reminds them all that anyone who wishes to be great must be a servant. Jesus heals a blind man named Bartimaeus, who immediately begins to follow Jesus. And God's guiding word for us as we continue this week is discipleship. So let's begin reading in Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 35. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. "Teacher," they said, "there's something we want you to do for us." "Well, what is it?" Jesus asked them. They answered, "When you sit on your throne in your glorious kingdom, we want you to let us sit with you, one at your right and one at your left." And Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking for. Can you drink the cup of suffering that I must drink? Can you be baptized in the way that I must be baptized?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink the cup I must drink and be baptized in the way I must be baptized, but I do not have the right to choose who will sit at my right and my left. It is God who will give these places to those whom he has prepared them." When the other 10 disciples heard about it, they became angry with James and John. So Jesus called them all together and he said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the heathen have power over them, and the leaders have complete authority. This, however, is not the way it is among you. If one of you wants to be great, he must be the servant of the rest. And if one of you wants to be first, he must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life to redeem many people." They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many of the people scolded him and told him, "Be quiet." But he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Get up. He is calling for you." So he threw off his cloak, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. "Teacher," the blind man said, "I want to see again." "Well, go," said Jesus. "Your faith has made you well." And at once he was able to see, and he followed Jesus on the road. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 10, verse 45, where Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life to redeem many people." You know, it's interesting. Again, as I said in church so many times, you know, Terry and I started churches, and about the best time that you're ever going to have in a church is before anybody comes and visits your church. When there's just you there, well, then everything runs smoothly and you don't have any confrontations. But as soon as people start coming to church, well, all of that changes. And it was the same way with Jesus' followers. They were following Jesus, but they had their motives, their ulterior motives. They'll follow Jesus now, but it's on the condition that once he comes into his kingdom, they are number two and number three in authority in the kingdom. And of course, Jesus tells them that it's not Jesus' privilege. It's not his right to be able to sign that. Those places have already been prepared for someone whom the Father has chosen. Amen. Let's pray. Oh God, keep me humble when pride and ambition threaten to lead me astray. Let peace prevail when I quarrel over foolish or vain things, and bless those who already demonstrate a servant's heart, and create in me a greater willingness to serve others. Amen. Well, believe it or not, that brings our Tuesday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow. We're going to be jumping over there to the 8th chapter of Acts, where the good news is preached in Samaria. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.